next up, we got, damn, Your Honor. And just a few more wrapping up things. Let's get it. So listen, bro. It's yours truly. It's Blunts and Battle Rap. It's B&B. I'm back with another one. We got a new card coming up. In URL, they got a Gnome Impact. I'm not a big fan of the idea. I'm not even gonna hold you. The matchups are interesting. Like, they got Geechee. I think it's Twerk and Rum Nitty versus Geechee and Tay Rock. That's interesting. That is interesting. That's what they're saying. But then we got Solar Flare and Foots. There's also the pairing of Av and Fonz again, which is a good pairing. But also, they put another two rivals together, T-Top and Swamp. The Carolinas have decided to come together, North and South. It's interesting. I can't really give predictions on these matches because they could really go either way. To be honest, I honestly feel like Marv and Quest should be on this card too, but I don't know if Quest even battles no more. Like, Quest had a couple of good plates on URL. They put him against None. They put him against Cortez. He beat Cortez, in my opinion. None. That was a bit closer. That was a bit closer. Excuse me. But another thing I want to discuss. Your Honor. Yo, that's nasty work. Your Honor, you do realize, I mean, let's just be honest for a second. People were actually mentioning it in battle rap groups and forums, battle rap forums and stuff like that, and I was thinking to myself, like, why do people care? Like, Your Honor is just, like, he's okay, but overall, he doesn't have enough. This is just my opinion. Disclaimer, I talk my shit. I don't feel like Your Honor has enough skill to carry 3-round battles. For real. Like, he doesn't have, like, he has this one thing that he does. One thing in particular that he does. Where he breaks down the type of shooters he got. He compares his actual shooters with NBA shooters, which I think is fire. The way he breaks them down, like, this one shooter, Curry, and this other shooter, Jimmy Butler's. Like, he could say stuff like that, and then he could describe why his shooter is like that shooter. It's interesting. But besides that, Your Honor doesn't do anything that's real special for me. Like, his last two bat, like, Ill Will smoked his boots off. And it made it worse because he was talking shit like he could beat Ill Will. Like, Ill Will kept posting clips and everything, and I'm just like, you don't want to get in Ill Will sights. You don't. You really don't. At this point in his career, you really don't want to be in Ill Will sights. This nigga got A-Verb. Ill Will is arguably getting ready to battle two GOATs already. He's getting ready to battle Verb and possibly Mook. Especially after that Mook impersonation he did. I really want to see that. But him and Verb, I don't want to see that. And it's not for the reasons you would think. I don't want to see Ill Will fuck him up that bad. Because Ill Will's going to fuck him up bad. A-Verb's going to go into this particular battle with Ill Will trying to be a lyricist. When he realize he gonna make the same mistake he makes with Ill Will that he did with Pat Stay. Rest in peace to the GOAT. He gonna make the same mistake he made with Pat Stay that he gonna do with Ill Will, and Ill Will's gonna take the battle. It's, you try to rap, he gonna have, what are you gonna say to Ill Will? That's another thing. What you gonna say? And then he gonna pass up Swamp for Ill Will, which is not a bad look, but at the same time, you gonna get smoked. Like, at least with Swamp, there's a fighting chance. I have no faith in Verb beating Ill Will. With Swamp, it really just depends if Swamp really want to, if Swamp really want to, like, fuck Verb up. But Ill Will, there's no question. Ill Will is going to fuck him up. And if it's on RBE, oh, forget about it. Verb, you know how many times Verb been lost on RBE? The nigga lost to Gems for money. Verb don't do well on RBE. His only good, and that's the battle that he constantly talks about on RBE, is his battle with Mook. That's the only battle he could actually say that, you know, he did well. And he actually beat Mook, and he can say that. You know, we don't fully, some of us don't fully believe it, but he could say that. But when you get to past day of Jibs, he even battled Adi Boom. Yeah. I just don't see Verb winning this. But Your Honor was talking shit, and what happened? It will squashed him. He beat Your Honor so bad, Your Honor was like, stop fucking winning. I'm trying to have a career. He says, like, hurry up, stop fucking winning. I'm trying to have a career. It will start cracking up laughing. Like, I like this nigga. Let's keep him around. We gotta keep him around. And then he flipped his slogan. And then, yeah, fucked him up in the third. Like, and the thing about it was, that wasn't the only body that Ill Will caught that night. Ill Will caught, he battled twice that night and caught a double body. He bodied Your Honor and Miss Miami in the same night, cut. So, but let's get off Ill Will for a minute, because we all know how great Ill Will is. But let's get on the Your Honor situation. So, Your Honor, after the Ill Will situation, what else? He gets Gems, right? Him and Gems, that battle is only, I can't get past the first rounds. Like, they both decided to touch the, you know, the glass and stuff like that. Like, they were really shaking the building or anything, but they weren't. They were just, it was like seeing shadow boxing, but they're actually hitting each other. That's how I felt when I saw Gems versus Your Honor. And then they give Gems another play to really, because I remember the bloggers were like, Gems, you cannot lose this fight against Your Honor. Because for one, you put yourself out there to be a blogger and a battle rapper. See, Vada Fly, he just got, Vada Fly raps, he can rap, he got bars, but he would never put himself in a position to battle. Jay Black and Gems and Queen Slipper are the only three bloggers that actually come outside and battle niggas. Like, I think Jay Black is supposed to Pandemonium or something. I could have sworn I saw Jay Black on a car and I was like, what? And I think Jay Black was getting ready to battle John. I wonder if that was fake though. That might have been fake, but I was like, yo, Jay Black is coming out to battle again. But y'all remember when Jay Black body Queen Slip in a one rounder. he was beating Queen Slip so bad, Queen Slip kept trying to stop his time. He like, bro, that's crazy. It ain't been three. He was complaining just like real actual battle rappers. Like, bro, that time sucked. I'm killing this nigga up here. I bet this pussy bleep by the first hit, Jazz the Rapper headshot. Like, yo, Jay Black is spitting, nigga. Like, for Jay Black, you would, like, those are good bars for Jay Black. You know, for somebody who's just a blogger, that was hard. Those were fire. I would personally want to see Jay Black take on Gems, but I don't think that would happen. Because, for one, Gems don't have no animosity towards Jay Black. And I don't really think Jay Black looks at Gems like that. So it's a whole nother thing. But yeah, Gems, you know, that battle was so-so. You couldn't get past the first round. So then they give Gems another plate because obviously he did decent enough to get another plate. Then he gets Ace Amin, and that pretty much just killed his career on URL for real. He didn't have to battle. There was nothing he could do after that. His style, it wasn't transcending well on that stage with Ace Amin. Ace Amin was barking away his soul. It was rough. Like, and the thing about it was, I was amazed at how hard Ace Amin was going on Gems. I'm like, it's good to treat Gems like a regular opponent. You know, at the end of the day, you can't treat Gems like, you can't give him like a charity case because he's a blogger. He step in the ring with some lions, you about to go to war with lions. And Ace showed him, like, you step in the ring with a lion, you better be ready to, you better be ready to fight. You better be a gladiator. And Jim's, he was that gladiator that he got a couple of good, he got maybe a few hits in. He might have been able to throw his shield at the lion and maybe disoriented the lion for a little bit, but it wasn't enough to, before he got his ass, like, before he just got his ass fucked up. Like, it was raw. It was bad. All three rounds. I remember after the first round, he's like, joke's on you. I wasn't getting that round anyway. He wasn't getting the second round either. Or the third round either. It was bad. But I'm only speaking on that to speak on Your Honor's competition descending. He went from Ill Will to Gems. And now we speaking on... Now, don't get wrong. Shout out to Philly. Shout out to Battle Rap Academy. Shout out to all Philly niggas. You know, you feel me? All that. So, I have nothing against K-Walker, but I do agree with some of my homies in the battle rap forums and stuff like that. I don't watch K-Walker battles. Respectfully. It's not that it's just, there's so many battlers. You feel me? Like, there's, like, bruh, the market for battle rap has gotten very flooded. You know, I have my favorites. You know, I can't watch everybody. That's just me, personally. You know, you just have to make some more buzz. Like, K-Walker, when he gets, like, a Your Honor is not a plate that makes me want to go turn into a K-Walker battle. You feel me? Like, when K-Walker gets somebody, like, easy, hit, like, you know, Philly on Philly crime, or if he gets somebody, like, I would watch K-Walker versus Ladizay if there's a battle out like that. Matter of fact, if it is, don't quote me on it. If he's battled Ladizay, I'll definitely check that footage out. But him versus Your Honor, ain't nobody looking for that. And then what makes matters worse, he can't even get, like, shit like this ruins K-Walker's look. Because K-Walker's trying to get up there, kind of like the homie in one of my battle rap forums, Freddie Holmes. If you ever heard of Freddie Holmes, he's pretty dope. I want to watch some of his material when we go hard. Shout out to Freddie Holmes. I think it's Freddie D or Freddie G Holmes. He's actually nice. So is Mr. Classic, Adrian Mr. Classic. These are two dudes that don't get enough recognition, but they're actually really fire. Yeah, Mr. Classic is very fire. And then you got Freddie. Yeah, they're both fire MCs. It's just unfortunate they're all smaller leagues. I really hope that maybe they would get a Crucible. Freddie should get a Crucible. So is Adrian. Adrian, Mr. Classic should totally get a Crucible, but maybe that's not where they want to go with it yet. Like, I appreciate Freddie going to We Go Hard, because We Go Hard is a respected league. Like, I like We Go Hard personally. I just haven't watched battles over there in a while. But I actually like We Go Hard. But yeah, the point I'm trying to make is K-Walker hasn't had, like, competition that make you go tune into him. And then Your Honor definitely doesn't want to make you tune into the battle. And then to make matters worse, not only does he get a bat, he gets a plate, but it's not really a plate. You feel me? Not only does he get a bad plate, but he also, but it has so much wrong with it. Like, Your Honor, like, my thing is, Your Honor, you already have a barely playable battle rap career. Like, it's barely playable. You get a plate like K, somebody on a smaller league, and like I said, no disrespect to Battle Rap Academy, but they give this nigga a plate. he brings his bae mama, who he did not screen first. He brings her to the battles, and she up here telling the other nigga what he can and cannot rap about. Like, switch it up? I'm looking like, what you mean, switch it up? And she's like, you up here talking about killing kids and what, man? Switch it up. What? I'm like, honey, this is a blood sport. Like, Your Honor, like, has she not watched the Your Honor battle? It makes you want them to drop the full battle only to see if Your Honor had mentioned anything like that in his battle with Kate. It mentioned anything like that towards K-Walker. Like, then it would be hypocritical. Like, wait a minute, so Your Honor could talk about how he gonna kill K-Walker's babies and go after his girl and stuff, but K-Walker can't say it back because the bae mama's there? Fuck out of there. That's weird. You can't expect me to believe that K-Walker was the only one barking like that. I'm pretty sure Your Honor has some shit. I'm pretty sure he said that he would kill such and such. I'm pretty sure Your Honor didn't keep it just to K-Walker. But even if he did, this is battle rap. It's a blood sport. Like I said, as long as names are not dropped, it shouldn't matter. He didn't mention none of Your Honor's peoples by name. So it's just crazy. His babe, and it's like, damn. It just begs the question. Does his baby mama watch his battles? Does she watch any battles? Like, did she feel that, like I felt like when he, like, because he's been in hot water like this. Swamp told him in the first battle I ever seen Your Honor. Swamp told him, he said to his grandma, no ma'am. This is a Christian mission. No ma'am. I'm trying to give Your Honor to God. That was fire. But Your Honor was like, watch your mouth. I'm like, what? So there were trouble seeds even back then. Like he was like, he be having like this is a blood sport. Niggas is gonna talk to you that way. If you can't handle that, you should not be in battle rap. Now you realize, and then it's like, and then he does realize his career is your career. You barely had a career at, you barely had one. Now it's really gonna tumble down. Because he does realize this. Yeah, everybody's saying the Your Honor baby mama flips, it's going to be crazy. Everybody going to be making jokes when they battle Your Honor. Like, every time they finish, they're like, and I ain't switching up. And they're going to be looking at Your Honor directly in the face like, I'm going to rap all my shit and I ain't switching up shit. That's going to be this. That's going to, yo, I'm perfect. Somebody's going to say it like, I'm going to talk my shit to you for three rounds and I ain't switching up shit. I can't wait to the MC that does it. One of these MCs, Your Honor might as well stop battling. He might as well. My thing is, Your Honor, he acts like he's been living under a rock. Like, he doesn't know how the game goes. Like, you've been in battle rap for a good, most, I feel like it's been like a year, two, three years, maybe four, because I think he been battling since before Luke Castro started becoming completely nice. Like, before Luke Castro fully got his style together. Your Honor beat him by saying he was better, and he just started saying, I'm better than you, I sing better than you, I rap better than you, like, and he won the battle. It went viral, which is sad. You know, Lou Castro, you should, nobody really gets on you about that besides Jada Nightwing, but you let a nigga beat you by saying he was better at you and everything. Like, you weren't talking about literally nothing, and this nigga beat you by saying he was better than you in multiple categories. That's pretty sad. But it will body the career that Your Honor was trying to have. And then he tried to pick it back up with Gems. Didn't work. And then I don't see Your Honor for a while after that. And then these niggas decide to put him in front of K-Walker. Which, it looks bad on K Walker, because now K Walker's trying to get his name up there. He can't get his name up there facing, what, one of the URL guys that just wasn't going to make it no matter how hard he tried. Once again, this is my opinion. And then to make matters worse, he has his baby mama there, and she just switch it up. Oh, man. Your Honor's not going to be able to live this down. Niggas gonna be looking for his baby mama at the battle. Like, yo, is she here? Cause she here, you might as well, you not getting your second half. I feel like that should be a rule too. Like, if your baby mama here and if she don't know how to watch a battle, you can't get your second half. Nah, for real, cause this is battle rap. I'm pretty sure there's a lot of females that's actually with battle rappers, and some of them actually join the sport knowing what the capabilities and what could happen. They all know this. Lady Caution, Coffee Brown, like, there's so many different females in this sport. They know this is a blood sport. But for some reason, Your Honor, I don't know if this is the first time he brought his baby mama to an event, but it's like, yo. I'm like, that just lets, but I'm still on the question, like, does she not watch any of his battles? That's the biggest thing I got. Like, does she watch any of this nigga's battles? And it's like, you picked the one time he battled somebody that's just trying to get their name up to say, switch it up. I feel like she wouldn't say that if she was at the Swamp battle. And Swamp wouldn't even switch it up for her. No. Like, shut up, Coop Noop. Nah, I'm just playing. Yeah, but yeah, I just wanted to rant about your honor for a little bit. That is too funny. Because, nah, that just, I don't know. I think this is, you know, rest in peace to your honor's career. Because he's going to be angled to death about this. And that's all I had to say for today. This is B&B. I'm signing out respectfully. Nasty work.